Time now to hear from you, our listeners. Our recent story about the benefits of planting vegetation sky-high on green roofs prompted several listeners to write in. Kenneth Meislick listens to Living on Earth on WNYC in New York. He likes the show and says the federal government should subsidize the greening of our cities. But Mary Crane Durr of Chicago was surprised we didn't talk about green roofs as places to grow local food. It seems the Windy City City Hall is a prime example, according to Ms. Crane Durr. The green roof on the building attracts birds and has beehives that produce up to 150 pounds of honey each year. Sweet. Our interview with Natural Resources Defense Council scientist Gina Solomon rubbed U.S. EPA press officer Dale Camry the wrong way. We asked Dr. Solomon to compare EPA's actions at Ground Zero to the way the agency handled contamination after Hurricane Katrina. Following our interview, we aired a soundbite for Mr. Camry on behalf of the EPA, but still he felt we had given him short shrift, so we asked him to comment again.
Likening 9/11 to the disaster that befell New Orleans is like comparing the ocean and the sky. The Environmental Protection Agency learned from the events of 9/11 how to cope with major disasters. EPA tested for hundreds of toxins like lead, asbestos, and mold, and the results were analyzed both by the agency and an independent laboratory. EPA's Inspector General's office reported that EPA had done its job and reported its findings in a timely manner.
Let us hear from you, once, even twice, if you like. Give us a call on our listener line. The number is 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is comments@loe.org. That's comments@loe.org. And stop by our webpage at livingonearth.org, where you can hear us anytime. That's livingonearth.org. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, online at MOTT.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. The Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support. On the web at Kresge.org. And the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in children, their families, and their communities. On the web at WKKF.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.